Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, this is Coach LaLisa, and I am your host for the show. Today is Tuesday, and we are delighted to be here today bringing you another episode of the Coach LaLisa Show. Now, keep in mind that this is a show where it is our desire to empower you, to motivate you, to inspire you, to educate you, and to even entertain you. That's right. Sometimes, you know, we want to make you laugh. It's good to laugh. It's good to have laughter. Well, we are on the air each weekday morning, 7 a.m., Eastern Standard Time. We often have guests on the show to also share with you some of their strategies, tips and tools that they have for achieving your best life now. Something we want you to have now, not in the near future or the distant future, but to have it right now. And I believe you can. You know, I just believe that you can have whatever you want. Whatever you want, you can have it. So today I want to talk to you about how to find your purpose. How to find your purpose in life. How do you know what it is you're supposed to be doing? I mean, out of all the things there are to do, and I mean, there are so many different choices, so many options, so many ways to go, so many different scenarios. How do you choose? How do you know what to do? So I want to talk today about that. I'll give you some steps to finding your purpose in life so that you can fulfill your purpose. I mean, if you want to, how are you going to fulfill your purpose if you don't even know what it is, if you don't know how to find it? Now, yesterday morning, let me just remind you that yesterday morning we had on the show, we were dealing with the subject of domestic violence. So we had a young lady on the show, Denise Jenkins from Cleveland, Ohio area. She was our guest speaker. And for the rest of the week, on Wednesday and also on Friday, we're going to bring back either Denise or someone from her team. She has a project that she launched several years back called Beyond Abuse. Beyond Abuse. And it is to impact and make a difference in the lives of people in the areas of domestic violence. And so she will be back on tomorrow as well. So make sure you tune in. Get someone that you know that needs to get information about this area in our society that has been taboo for so long, but so many lives have been hurt, destroyed, people have been murdered, children have been forever destroyed because of abuse. And here's the thing, when it comes to abuse and you're dealing with people that are hurt, what happens? They turn around and they hurt other people. The psychologists and the sociologists and others, they have a term or concept that they refer to that's called hurting people hurt. So if you were hurt as a child, you grow up with a greater propensity to hurt others and possibly even hurt yourself. So you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that broadcast. That's tomorrow, Wednesday. She was on yesterday. She gave out some good information, talked about domestic violence, and she gave out some 800 numbers, really trying to get advice and help to the person, to the victim. The abusers will also get protection, believe it or not. everybody gets to get a lawyer and have a defense when they go to trial. So you have to be very, very careful. And you have to protect yourself. She taught us yesterday, you know, you can't hardly say, women, you have to protect yourself, because there are a lot of men who are abused as well by women. So everybody protecting everybody. Got to protect yourself. Now, today on the show, I'm talking today about steps to finding your purpose. Your purpose. What is your purpose? What is your purpose? And how do you find it? You know, it seems such a mystery for so many people to be able to find their purpose. But one thing I know for sure, I can't say for sure, but I have seen it over and over and over and over. And that reminds me of something my mother used to say. She would say, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it probably is a duck. So I've seen this so many times. But so many times people, they want to find their purpose. And they really are just clueless on how to do it. It's like they want to know what the purpose is. But at the same time, they want to know. They're not able to find it. So we want to be able to help you here today, finding your purpose. So what are some of the steps to doing that? Well, let me just first clarify something, just in case. I have found my purpose. So you're not talking with someone who is also still searching, okay? What good would that be, right? So you are talking with a woman that has found her purpose in life. Now, you may have sub-purposes, but what is the overall theme and purpose for your life? And your purpose may or may not be your vocation or your occupation, what your job is. Okay, your purpose may look different than what you do every day. Like, for instance, you may work every day in retail, but that may not be your purpose in life. So finding your purpose, how does one do that? Well, it starts with I believe the very first step starts with acknowledging that God created you for a purpose. I think once you start with that, knowing that God created me for a purpose. You know, just say that to yourself, you know, over and over. You know, God created me for a reason, you know. He created me for a reason, for a reason. And now that you've accepted that God has created you for a reason, well, the next step is simply you can ask him what reason, you know. You just cry out to God and say, God, you know, why did you make me? What reason did you put me here on this earth for? What reason did you let me be alive? Now, there are many scriptures in the Bible that talk about the fact that God, you know, he knew just who he was creating. You're not a mistake. You know, he says, before you were in your mother's womb, I formed you. So he knew you even before you were even in your mother's womb. He already had formed you for a purpose. Had something already set aside for you. That's why you're still here. That's why you didn't die. And if you notice, some people, we see their lives or in our estimations are short. Well, maybe they've already fulfilled their God-given purpose. You don't know that because I don't know what your purpose is, but God knows. So you start with acknowledging that God made you for a purpose, and then you ask him to show you what your purpose is. Earnestly ask him. Ask him with all your might. You know, like Hannah, she cried with all her might to have a baby, and she ended up having Samuel. So you got to pray to God with all your might. Seek him with all your might and ask him to show you your purpose in life. And he'll do it. He's faithful. He will do it. He says, what I did for one, I'll do for another. And he did that for me. And I know he'll do it for you. Your purpose, your God-given purpose. Now, you're listening right now to Coach LaLisa. If you just tuned in, and, you know, I said, God, when I come back on the air with the Coach LaLisa show, I said, God, I want something new, something fresh. Because I went off the air at the end of July, so I took 2 months off. And it wasn't even planned. But I said, well, you know, it's the summer. I need some rest as well. Been going all year for the past 2 years straight. And I was like, okay, God, I need rest. I need to take some time off. Well, during that time off, the Lord was, you know, speaking with me and dealing with me. And it came to me that, you know, I don't want to just come back in October. Well, it ended up being 2 months because then I ended up being gone all of September as well. And I says, God, I want to come back with something different, something hot, something fresh. But I didn't know what. But God, you show me. I don't know what. And that's what I'm telling you right now. Find your purpose in life. It is worth every day of your life. It is worth any sacrifice that you have to make. You can do it. I know you can. And so I said, so October came, and I said, okay, the first weekday in October, I'm going to come back on the air. And so I'm still trying to do something new, something fresh, something from my gut, something from my purpose, right? And so a whole week went by. I had some authors on. The first week I opened back up with an author who had a very powerful testimony about having been in jail, and now he's out. He's writing powerful books. Then I did... And I didn't do a show the next day. The following day, I had another author come on. They actually came back on the following day. And then Friday happened. Then Monday was yesterday. I had the domestic violence. I was at a powerful conference over the weekend. And I believe that now, today, just today, just this morning, as I'm doing the show, I just sat here and typed on Facebook, tune in to the show. We're going to talk today about steps to finding your purpose. I want to help you find your purpose. I want to give you the steps that have worked for me. And my purpose is to help to change the lives of people who have been hurt, who have not yet healed in some way, form, or fashion, to help people discover their dreams, their talents, and their skills, and their abilities. And we're going to do it right here on the Coach LaLisa show. And I've asked God to open the doors for me, every door that God opens for me. If you are connected to this program through me, God will open doors for you. Oh, yes, he will. And I said, God, what do you want the Coach LaLisa show to be? This is your show. And sure enough, over the women that were at this conference continued to use Coach LaLisa interchangeably with Minister LaLisa. And so over the weekend, I was all three. I was Coach LaLisa, Minister LaLisa, and or Prophetess LaLisa every single day. And it's like, I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And I'm just sitting taking it in, you know, because I'm like, And sometimes the same person who was up speaking would use all two or three, you know. And I'm like, okay, God, what are you saying? And then at one point, it was like I heard him say in a still, small voice, your coach minister or your minister slash coach is not an either or. It's you're both, you know. You're all three. You're everything that I made you to be, all wrapped up in one. And I look at God the Father, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we say God, and then we say Spirit, and then we say Jesus, and then we say, come on, Holy Spirit, you know. So we use all three, but we're talking about the same power. We're talking about one power, but we use all three. We're talking about one peace, but we use all three. We're talking about one joy, but we use all three. We're talking about one love, but we use all three. One healing, all three. One financial breakthrough, all three. And so I was like, okay, all right, God. So, all right, I'm with you a little bit more. Show me some more. And then on Monday, just last evening, there's a radio program in the host of the program, they wanted to come on and talk about the conference. And so we were on there talking about this conference. And there were, again, it was happening again. Minister Valerie Allen came on, and she talked about Coach. And Minister Pat, she's probably listening. Good morning, Minister Pat. God bless you. Minister Pat, she comes came with me a couple times to where I work during the day. And, you know, she referred to me as Coach LaLisa. She does it, I think, almost better than anyone. In, like, almost one breath, she can refer to me both as Coach and Minister. Coach, Minister, Minister, Coach. And then last night, on the call, they were showing me, and they didn't have any clue of what, you know, what's going on with me. They were just doing what they were doing. And it was like, it was showing me that your coaching is your ministry. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And you know, God is just amazing, I'm telling you. So your purpose, you just got to ask God. Just say, God, show me. And now, I'm going to talk about some other steps, but those are the main two. So those are the main two things right there. Number one, understand that it's God who made you. You didn't make yourself. So get over it. God created you now. And if you made yourself, make another one of you. I don't think you can. You know, so God made you with his own hands, with his own image. He made you. Now, step two is that you're going to ask him to show you your purpose, because he's got to reveal it to you. That's just like if I go purchase a Toyota, and I want that Toyota, if I want to understand that Toyota, I can't go to the Chevrolet dealer to understand the Toyota. The Toyota, I got to go to the Toyota dealer. The Toyota Camry, I got to go to the Toyota dealer. And I got to get the manual for the Toyota Camry. Teaches me how the Toyota Camry works, what it's good for, what its purpose is. And that's what we have. We have of the Bible. It is it's the teaching tool. We talked about this last night. It's a teaching tool. You teach. You want to learn. You've got to learn. You got to be taught. You want to be taught. You need a tool. And the tool to be taught and teach is the Bible. I tell you, what an awesome revelation. And that's what long from many of our local churches. The teaching, there's a lot of preaching. There's a lot of preaching, and we love preaching. But as a whole, as a group, as a whole, there has not been teaching. And I believe that one of the reasons that the teaching hasn't been as fervent as it can be, because the teaching is too boring. I'm just going to keep making it plain. It's just like in our public school system, in the natural. The students that are ready to learn are wonderful, but the others of us, like I was, end up dropping out because the teachers have not reached that student. And God said, it is not his will that any man should be lost. So he wants to reach in and grab you too. So he's going to do it. I'm telling you, there's a new thing, and I'm telling you, and right here on the Coach LaLisa, we're the example. So, in other words, what am I saying? That on today, he showed me the newness of this show, because I said, God, I don't want to go back on the air and just do what I've been doing. I've done that already. But I want to do something new. And here it is, the Coach LaLisa show, and our focus, and we're, you know, you might as well say, Coach LaLisa show featuring Minister LaLisa J. Williams, because that's what time it is. Right now I don't have time to lend any of my talents to the world. And that's what God is showing me, that I have to be in the world, but I'm not of the world, and I have to be kingdom minded. And I thought about it. I said, well, you know, we were on, when I was on before, on Harvest Radio, we had the Power of Truth Radio. And I had to set it up like a talk show. It was a Christian-based talk show. And I'm like, okay, how did I get away from that? What happened? And, you know, the enemy is very cunning. He's very sly. And he has, people don't believe it, but he has a way of just kind of like slivering right on through and separating you off your purpose. And you would never even realize it. You will never even realize what hit you. So all I'm saying is that you got to get back on track. Got to get back on track. So I am so excited. I'm so excited. Now, I may lose some audience. It's okay. It's okay. Jesus oftentimes lost many disciples. Many disciples. So the show is going to look probably not too much different than what. But now it's more clear. It's more clear, the message of this broadcast. And I love how I don't even have to change the name of the show. I can still be the Coach LaLisa show, and that's what I love about God. The inside has changed, but the outside looks the same. You know, just like when we get saved, the inside is looking totally different, but only you still have the same eyes, the same ears, the same hair, you see, but this is what's on the inside, because that's what we want to come out. So here we are, the Coach LaLisa show, featuring Minister LaLisa Williams. So, guess what? We got to have it all the way clean. We were already a clean show, but now we just have a different focus. Our focus. So we will be bringing on people like Christian authors to share their stories, their testimonies. We will be bringing in the morning. We're going to motivate you with, oh my God, I'm excited, you all. I'm just over the top now, because I knew I wanted something different, something big, something new, something hot, and something fresh. And you know what God did? He ordained for me that I would be a spiritual coach. And then last night, Minister Valerie Allen spoke it out of her mouth. She said, you, Diana Flagg, LaLisa, Tina, and the women that were on that call, You are teachers, and a coach is a support person that teaches you how to let yourself be you, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. And it's not Monday, but it feels like a Monday. So now I'm just even more excited. And so, Coach LaLisa, it is a motivational and spiritual. I'm going to say it. And again, if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but I got to do what God has called me to do. Now, there will be a Small Business Women's Expo taking place this Friday and Saturday at the Marriott Courtyard in Newark on 109 South. Please come out and support your local small vendors. Come out to network. I will be doing several workshops on how to start your small business, how to start a business, how to grow your business, how to manage your business, how to write a business plan, how to write a marketing plan, how to find your niche marketing, how to use social media, how to do public speaking. Many, many, many topics will be discussed, how to create additional products and services for your business, how to develop a small website to have internet presence, how to write blogs, a lot of things to help your business come out. Plus, we're having a luncheon on Saturday for in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is Saturday. And I will be doing a presentation on Friday in support and awareness of domestic violence. So I will be doing a small workshop on that as well. This car is going to be packed. It's Friday night from 6 to 10, and vendors are going to be out. Vendors come out. We might have a vendor table left, maybe one or two. So you got to call or inbox me on Facebook as soon as you can in order to get that. But there's going to be an awesome, 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 awesome opportunity for you to come out, network, connect, learn how to start a business. If you want to be a vendor to showcase your services, it could be nonprofit services, that's fine. If you have some type of nonprofit business, that's fine. You can do that as well. On Saturday, I will be broadcasting live with the Coach LaLisa Show, so I will be talking to several of our vendors there, interviewing them. Some of our people will be interviewing you right on the spot. You want to be there. Small business women. I mean, we're doing it right here in New Jersey. The admission for this event is $10. Only $10. So today I am so excited about what we are about to do. We only have a few seconds left to the show today. We're going to only be doing a half hour show today because I have a very, very important meeting that I have to get to. But tomorrow we'll be back with our full hour, back with our brand new focus. I just thank God. I can't thank Him enough. If you to continue to press in, to thank God for creating you, ask Him what He created you for. And tomorrow, don't forget, we have Denise Jenkins back talking about this very sensitive topic, domestic violence. And then Thursday, I will finish talking more about steps to finding your purpose. Well, this has been Coach and Minister.